Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, a wonderful show. Ella Fitzgerald, The Four Freshmen, Glenn Gray, Frank Sinatra, and many more. So stick around. Now, to get us started, we'll be hearing from Louis Armstrong with Oscar Peterson. And here's Diana Krall and Day In, Day Out.
Day in, day out, the same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you. Day in and day out, day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility may be seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. A thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out. Day I think of you, and darling, I think of you. Day in and day out, day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility of baby seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. A thousand drums. Can there be any doubt when there it is, when there it is, day in, day out, when there it is, day in, day out, shabba dabba 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 dabba.
I'm as happy as a baby boy with another brand new choo-choo toy. When I'm with my sweet Lorraine, a pair of eyes that are bluer than the summer skies. When you see them, you will realize why I love my sweet Lorraine. I'm so happy when it's raining, I don't miss the sun, for it's in my sweetest smile. Yes, just to think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Yes, each night I pray that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until that happy day when I marry sweet Lorraine. To think that I'm the lucky one who will lead her down the aisle. Babe, each night I pray, yes, that nobody steals her heart away. Just can't wait until a lucky day when I marry sweet Lorraine. Yes, when the lucky day is, when I marry sweet Lorraine.
Well, there was no confusion about who sang that one. It was Louis Armstrong, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Quintet, and that was Louis on trumpet, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. The song, of course, was Sweet Lorraine, written by Mitchell Parrish, and most popular version of this was by Nat King Cole. We started with Diana Krall and a song called Day In, Day Out. written by Johnny Mercer back in 1939, and the most popular version of this was by Bob Crosby. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1969 that a young lady by the name of Roseanne Kind made her quiet TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. Ed said she's America's teenager who wasn't protesting or playing a guitar. She appeared just once, however. Her sister, however, appeared many times. Roseanne Kind's sister was Barbara Streisand. And on this week back in 1862, Thomas A. Edison, always looking for a new way to do something, came up with the idea of printing the Weekly Herald, a newspaper, and distributing it on a train while traveling between Port Huron and Detroit, Michigan. Strange thing is, it was the first time a newspaper had been printed on a train. Let's get back to more music on Swing. We'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Benny Goodman, and here's Jimmy Dorsey and Amapola.
Each night, while guitars would softly play, the tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say, I love you.
Loving you, it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, I long to hear you say, I love you.
Thank you. not the guy who cared about love, and I'm not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Never cared much.
Oh, look at you now.
I never knew the technique of kissing. I never knew the thrill I could get from your touch. Never knew much.
Oh, look at you now. You're a new man, better than Casanova at his best.
With a new heart, a brand new start, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
So you're the guy who turned out a lover.
Yes, I'm the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at you now.
He's not the guy who cared about love, and he's not the guy who cared about fortunes and such. Cared about much, but look at him now.
I'm a lover.
He never knew the technique of kissing. He never knew the thrill he could get from her touch. Never knew much, but look at him now.
Man, I've really come on.
He's a new man, better than
Casanova and his best rider.
With a new start, a brand new heart,
he's so proud he's busting his vest. So he's the guy who turned out a lover. So he's the guy who laughed at those blue diamond rings. One of those things.
But look at me now.
He's a new man, better than Casanova at his best. Some new job and it's really fine.
Why, I'm so proud I'm busting my vest.
He's a lover. Yes, we know he's a lover. Yes.
I laughed at those blue diamond rings. Just one of those things.
But look at him now.
Jack, I'm ready.
Look at him now.
Wow, that's an all-star lineup starring Frank Sinatra, the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, the Pied Pipers, and Connie Haynes. And a song written by John DeFreeze and Joe Buskin back in 1941 was Oh, Look at Me Now. Before that, from Benny Goodman's Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert in 1938, it was Irving Berlin's Blue Skies. And we started with Jimmy Dorsey, Helen O'Connell, and Bob Everly on a song called Amapola, number one, back in 1941. Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra recorded this song on This Week back in 1941 on Decca Records. Helen O'Connell and Bob Everly joined in the vocal duo on this very famous and popular song. And on This Week back in 1943, Frank Sinatra made his debut as vocalist on radio's Your Hit Parade that night. Frankie had left the Tommy Dorsey Band just 4 months prior to the beginning of the radio program. Sinatra was described as the biggest name in the business. And on This Week back in 1931, Eddie Cantor's long radio career got underway as he appeared on Rudy Valley's The Fleischman Hour. The Fleischman Hour has Cincinnati connections to it. Let's see. Let's take a look now at what's coming up. We're going to be hearing from Ella Fitzgerald from the Four Freshmen right now. It's Glenn Gray and A Study in Brown.
Thank you. sentimental me. Guess I'll always be so in love with you. Don't know what to do, sentimental me. Dreaming while I live, living just to give all my love to you. No one else will do, sentimental me. Reaching for the moon and wishing for a star on my honeymoon. I want to be where you are, darling, can't you see? It was meant to be. I'm in love with you. Say you love me too. Sentimental me. Darling, can't you see all the things we've got to do? It was meant that I should love you true. Say you love me too. Say you love. Say.
The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The fact is, the only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy meant. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best work of all if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight beneath a starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Thank you.
Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
From a CD called Old Lady Be Good, it was Ella Fitzgerald, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle, a George and Ira Gershwin tune called Nice Work If You Can Get It. We heard from the Four Freshmen a Rodgers and Hart tune called Sentimental Me. This was made popular by the Ames Brothers, later on by Ray Anthony, and also by Russ Morgan and his orchestra. And we started with Glenn Gray and his orchestra. Larry Clinton wrote it back in 1937. Glenn Gray recorded it with his Casa Loma Orchestra on this very week back in 1937. It was called A Study in Brown. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1861 that a fellow by the name of Samuel Goodale of Cincinnati patented the moving picture peep show machine. What you did was you put a coin in, turned a crank, and on the other side of this ornately decorated box, you saw a flickering movie. This was the first peep show that was advertised in the United States. And on this week back in 1919, a trumpet player by the name of Snooky Young was born in Dayton, Ohio. He took up the horn at age 5, played in the Wilberforce College Band without ever attending the school. He was an irregular member of the Count Basie Band from 1942 to 1962. I'm Bill Cartwright, and we have lots of good music coming up. We'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, from Linda Ronstadt, and here's Ted Heath and the famous Tuxedo Junction. Thank you.
something out of the way. Crazy calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. I say I go through fire, and I'll go through fire as he wants it. So it shall be. Crazy calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough.
Get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the bop type refrain. I'm sure that if I heard even one riff, 'twould bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick, yes, I get a kick, yes, I get a kick out of you.
What a great combination of Frank Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and Cole Porter. Cole Porter wrote it. He wrote the words and the music to it. It was I Get a Kick Out of You. This from Anything Goes, and also in a movie called Night and Day. Before that, it was Linda Ronstadt with Nelson Riddle, a Bob Russell tune from 1949 called Crazy He Calls Me. And we started with Ted Heath with an Erskine Hawkins tune, a very famous one called Tuxedo Junction. It was on this week back in 1940 that one of the great classic songs of the big band era was recorded by Glenn Miller, as his band played Tuxedo Junction at the RCA Victor Studios in Manhattan. The flip side of the record, released on Bluebird label, was Danny Boy. Tuxedo Junction fast became the band's most famous titles, rivaling In the Mood in popularity. And it was on this week back in 1869 that actor Edwin Booth opened his new theater in New York City. His first production was Romeo and Juliet. Even at that time, tickets didn't come cheap. Listen to this. Some sold for as high as $125 for this presentation. This is back in 1869. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, it'll be Natalie Cole. We'll have Father Nat King Cole. And here's Dinah Washington and Why Was I Born?
Living. What do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want for things I dare not hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. And why do I try to draw you near me? Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm just a fool, but what can I do? Please tell me, baby, why? Why was I born to love you? To draw you near me, why do I cry? 'Cause you never hear me. I'm a fool, but what can I do? Baby, why was I born that early morning? Why was I born that early morning? Why was I born? To love you.
blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. Blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied.
From dusk till dawn, and so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. Oh, I dream of him in Avalon from dusk until dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to
That's Natalie Cole belting out Avalon, an Al Jolson tune from 1920. She does a great job. Before that, it was her father, Nat King Cole, belting out, well, warbling, A Blossom Fell from 1955. And we heard from Dinah Washington and an Oscar Hammerstein II and Jerome Kern tune from 1939 called Why Was I Born? I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1922 that DeWitt and Leela Wallace offered 5,000 copies of a new magazine on sale for the first time. The magazine's name was Reader's Digest. It continues to be a widely read magazine in dozens of languages the world over. And on this week in 1963, the first Boeing 727 took off. It became then the world's most popular way to fly, as 1,832 of these aircraft were built before production stopped in 1984. On this same week in 1969, the Boeing 747 flew for the first time on this day. The milestone ushered in the age of the jumbo jet. We have time for a couple more. Here's Bing Crosby and September in the Rain.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went down just like a dying ember, that September. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. Came tumbling down, remember, ah, September in the rain. And the sun went down just like a dying ember, that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, and the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. It's still September. September in the rain.
Well, folks, we're just about out of time. We heard from Bing Crosby with Buddy Bregman's orchestra in September in the Rain. And this is Bunny Berrigan, and I Can't Get Started With You. We're going to have to end it on that. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.